As we embark on this message, I invite you to join me in prayer. Most kind and wonderful, loving Father, Son, and Spirit, God, you do everything for us. You love us. You provide for us. You help us through struggles and difficult times. And God, you share in the laughter and the joy that we experience. I thank you for your love and for your desire to draw us to you, to provide every mechanism, every possible way to do that. And God, as we go through this message, you share with each one of us what you want us to hear. And God, that we can go forth and we can experience life with you and share that life with others. In Christ's name, amen. The concept of reconciliation, that's a key word that is a part of today's message. I looked up the definition of reconciliation. The restoration of friendly relations, reuniting, reunion, bringing back together again. My question to you is, and it was a question that I've been wrestling and thinking about, when restoration means it happened before, this is going back and picking that up. When did I have that connection to the point that now God is restoring me? Jesus, as a human on this earth, would have been a connection that he would have brought, a perfect example. But I go back to Adam and Eve. They experienced on a daily basis what it was like to walk with God, to experience him, to understand that restoration. They didn't have to be restored. It was there for the first time. But it ended. But God, through Jesus, is now bringing us, restoring us to that connection with the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. So he's bringing us together, bringing us back to Jesus. We've experienced going through and accepting Christ. We didn't find him. He found us. So when we think about reconciliation, that is taking us back to a time when humanity and God were at one. Connections. Today's text that was read, 2 Corinthians 5:16 through 21, is about the way we see the world and each other through and by our reconciliation in Christ. As we think about what that looks like, I'll refer back to some of those verses as you heard them. But we'll move a little forward. What is the ministry of a Christian? Do you have an answer for that? Because we all are ministers. We all represent Jesus Christ. So what is the ministry? What do I do? In 2 Corinthians 5:20, so we are ambassadors for Christ. Another word for ambassadors is a representative for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, he uses us to influence, to touch, to impact other people. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Always looking back to joining God in what he's doing in our life. For our sake, God made the one who knew no sin to be sin, Jesus, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. What a gift. In our daily life, in our walk with our ministry, if you will, of our life, we do not seek to force people to trust Christ. That doesn't work real well when you force somebody to do something. Rarely is that a win. nor do we seek to coerce them via devious means. That's not a Christian ministry. Our message is true. Our motives are pure. Our conduct is absolutely above board. We set the example. God put the bar, and that's where we live. That's where we exist. The message that we share with others originates with God. He has instilled that in us, and it's something that we have, and as we interact with other people, we have opportunities not to coerce, not to be devious, but to very openly share what that is like, what that world is. A Christian minister must have both the right message, the gospel, and the right motive. Knowing the gospel, but how we explain it or how we share it is a big deal. Number one, there's 3 points under this of the right motive. The fear of Christ, proper reverence to God. We're not flighty about it. It's not something that we just laugh off sometimes. It's a part of who we are. It's a part of what we want to share in a very positive manner. Number two, the love of Christ. We love him. Because why? Why do we love Christ? He first loved us. He modeled that. He exampled. He set out and reached out to each one of us first. And the commission of Christ in 2 Corinthians 5, again, verse 18 through 21. All this is from God, in verse 18, who reconciled us to himself through Christ. He has restored us back to him through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. This restoration, this reconciliation, doesn't stop with you. It should never stop with you. It's something that we are happily and willing to share and appreciate what Jesus is doing in our life. In Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself. The whole concept of Jesus coming and drawing and working with us is to draw us to the Father, to be with the Father. The Old Testament sends a very different image of the Father. The Father is love, much the same as the Son and Spirit. They don't count our trespasses against them. They trust the message of reconciliation, of what God is doing. From God's side of the equation, if you're talking about reconciliation, from God's side, it's a done deal. It's completed. The lacking part is where we fit into that. And I'll be very honest, in my world, some days that works a whole lot better than others. Some days, doesn't work very good. What is needed for people to become aware of and faith accepted in this reconciliation? So be reconciled. Be restored. Allow that connection, that oneness with Jesus to occur in your life. What is needed is for people to become aware of and faith accepted. Let that happen. Don't say, oh, God, I love you and I appreciate Jesus, but I'm going to hold on to that right here. Share it. Not, the proverbial street corner, but in conversation. You share. It was on Facebook, so I feel I can use this example. A person that used to attend here, mom still does, posted that she was traveling from Texas to Arizona. Stopped at a rest stop, went on her merry way, and as she got to El Paso, Texas, many, many miles away, realized she didn't have a way to pay for her gas because she had left her purse at the rest stop. Well, you can imagine the angst and the trouble that might have created. Called her son, got some things worked out. She decided to go back to the rest stop. What do you think she found? You think she found her purse? Yeah. Somebody had turned it in. Intact. Now, I don't know whether they gave God the credit of that or not. I know many of us that read the story and know the individual said, oh, I sure hope you recognize God saw that. I hope she did. I believe that God works in so many ways. I'm not in front of her. I can't say, hey, did you see how God worked that out? That might have lit her up. I don't know. But I pray that deep in her heart, she recognized that God is taking care of her, which he is, which he does with each one of us, with each one of our children, grandchildren, and our neighbors. Through Christ, we sinners, that's who we are, have been reconciled to God and stand as those who stand in right relationships, righteousness to God. This is who we are. You are a living, breathing, walking example of Jesus Christ, of the Father God, through the direction of the Holy Spirit in your life. Do we squelch that? Do we squelch the Spirit or Jesus? Oh, I don't want to say anything. That's embarrassing. Or they may not like what I have to say. And they may not. But if you ask God to give you the right words, wouldn't it be awesome to see a restoration occur in our family members, in our neighbors? Wouldn't that be a tremendous blessing to be able to experience that? We are ambassadors with a message. God has committed us to the ministry and the word of reconciliation. He's done that for us and given us the opportunity to play it forward. Christ and his church are involved in the ministry of reconciliation. That's what it's about. That's where we're at. Bringing things back together again. It's hard to fathom what Adam and Eve experienced walking with God on a daily basis. We know that that was awesome, but we also know that humanity is subject to the broken, awful influences of this world. So we constantly have to be going back and being restored, being in that reconciliation, helping people to be reconciled to God. Is that something that you have as a mantra that you live by? That you help others to be reconciled? To be fully connected with God? Ministry is not easy. Just going to say that straight up. There's times that it's really awesome. Bible club, some of those kids can come up and just crawl right into your heart. And you can experience that love that God has put in you for them, but for them to reach out to you. And there's not any easy words for that, but it is such an experience. Is ministry easy? At that moment, boy, it is. It's you're loving it. Then there's the other side that happens. But God is with you in both situations, both times, helping you with the right words to say and the right choices to make. Through the presence of the Holy Spirit, it is with Jesus' life as an example. Our point of view begins to shift away from me, self-centeredness, to a balanced concern for others. Now, I've mentioned this a few times. When you're going down the road and you have to pull over to the side of the road because there's an ambulance or a fire or a police officer, emergency vehicle headed somewhere in a very rapid hurry, do you give a thought to where they're going, what they're going to be facing, what they may have to do? In that moment, while you're alongside of the road, maybe in a hurry to get somewhere, and you've pulled over so that this emergency vehicle can go past. I know I always, most always, pray that whatever the call was, they canceled it because it's no longer needed. Or that they are given great direction in doing the duties they're there for, whether it's a fire, whether it's a standoff with police, or their EMTs are pulling into an unbelievable crisis. In that moment, we don't think of ourselves. We think of others. Maybe you have a neighbor that is enduring and going through some tough, tough situations. Do you reach out? And I don't mean coercing and doing heavy things. Do you just reach out and, is there anything I can help you with? But be willing to give the help. God in Christ is undoing or redeeming all of the evil, sin, damage, and brokenness of all of his creation. Redeeming, defined, compensating for someone or something's faults. Able to save people from sin, error, or evil. Just reaching out to somebody. I have a couple of people that periodically just call because they just want to visit. They just need a break from their situation. I have one that I've told repeatedly, if you need to yell at somebody, call me up. I can hold the phone away and you can yell away. And yeah, that's the response I got was laughter. But they knew it was sincere. They knew they had some place they could go and offload. I can't fix anything, and they know that. But being willing to share, being willing to let somebody into our life. God in Christ has made us his own. We belong to Jesus, to God the Father. It's amazing with the Bible Club kids to tell them, you are a child of God. Your parents are a child of God. Your teachers are a child of God. They don't always get it. They don't get it to the depth, and we don't always get it to the ultimate depth, but it's there. God, through Jesus in Christ, has made us his own. God makes his appeal through me when he enables me to represent or repent of my resentment, unforgiveness, my pride, instead of acting on them. Boy, it is so easy to react. And I don't mean in a positive way. Why is that? If we stop the half a breath and take a thought, God, I need your help. Will we respond the same? I don't think so. Because we've included the very God of the universe into that situation. You can't separate the work he is doing in you from the work he is doing through you. It's all connected. Our job is to follow God's work in our life and trust that he will make his appeal through all the various twists and turns. We must be motivated by reverence for the Lord, the love of Christ, and the commission that our Lord has given to us. What a privilege it is to serve him. Can we go to bed at night? Maybe those prayers that we say before we drift off to sleep. Thank you, God, for today. Thank you for helping me say the right things or for keeping my mouth shut. I don't know. That's a kind of a nightly ritual that would be very positive to work through. If you would join me in prayer. Loving Father, God, we just appreciate you so much and for the reconciliation, the restoring of that oneness with you, of being able to experience life in you. God, I ask that you would help us to yield to you to that reconciliation, that we can be totally restored. What a blessing you are, and we praise you in Christ's name. Amen. I'm going to read and comment about some things from 1 Corinthians 11:26. I've read it many times. You've heard it before. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again. I'd like to talk about the communion meal, the shed blood of Christ, the broken body represented at the table. When you come and you take and ingest, every time you come, is that drawing you back to Jesus? Is that restoring a connection? Because you're remembering exactly what Jesus has done in your life, in all of our lives. As this verse says, for every time you eat, we're being reconciled to Christ. Over and over, every time that we participate in communion, it is drawing us to him. And it's a memory that he said, do this in remembrance. It's not just a matter of walking up and taking the element, going back to your chair or going to somewhere in the room and spending a little time, which is extremely positive. But it's not by rote. This is something that is special each time. As we come up and realize that we are in the process of being restored with Jesus who gave us the very elements that we are ingesting. What a blessing this meal is. What it represents. What it draws us into with Jesus in that relationship that he has desired for us to be with him in. It's never something that I hope we take lightly. There's a lot to this table. And the very fact of remembering each time Jesus, our Savior, did this for me. You would join me again in prayer. God, as we come to the table, as we experience life with you, as we look to you as you reconcile and restore us to you as we partake of the broken body and blood by symbol in the elements. God, I ask for your blessing upon them and that you would help each one of us as we come to the table to grow in the restoration and the reconciliation of what you are doing in our lives. And God, I just praise you and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Everyone is welcome to come.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for being reconciled to you, and we ask that you guide us in our relationships with you and others. Let us reflect Jesus in all our interactions with others. Direct our lives this week and bring us back to worship together again next week. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. And from 2 Corinthians 13:11, finally, brothers, rejoice, aim for restoration, comfort one another, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a great week.